my chair, and I'm wondering how I get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right.
Here I am. Go try it out. Try it out. Out.
Putin!
Putin!
Oh, you heard that?
I'm curious if it's going to pick up our voices.
Where?
On this recording right now.
Stay woke.
Stay woke.
Stay woke.
As though. All right, I'm recording, so let's see here.
Thanks, Obama.
Welcome back. We missed you, nation. This is January 25th, 2023. This is the Good Time Culture Podcast. This show is recorded in the small little town that we call the Mighty Mighty OX, otherwise known as Oxnard. And you find that in a little small state you call California. I am OG Mutt Dog, a.k.a. the number one beaner. And my co-host, the producer, the guy that takes so much time checking the levels, making sure they're all at the right spot, is Hollywood the Lovable Bigot. And together, we are your ancient astronaut theorists of record. And, hold on real quick. We have an all points bulletin right now. Y'all know right now that the health department is saying that it's stroke season. Okay? And in case there's a solar flare, scientists are now saying that that is contributing to much, many, many, many heart attacks. So, be careful while you're walking out in the sun, okay? Watch out for those flares. They might get ya. And don't forget that everything that we speak about on this show is protected opinion. All right? So watch out for those solar flares.
All right. Welcome back. This is our weekly audio journey continues, everybody. Woo. This is...
do the mouth exercise. We haven't been on for a while.
This is where nonsense meets reality, as you can hear over there. We are a non-ESG production over here, and if you're looking for God, family, and country content, then you've found your safe space, because this is it. any culture jammers out there, trolls, free thinkers? This is your home, you guys. So, why don't you get involved if you want? You can contact us. We do have an email, and there is some other contact ways to get a hold of us. What's your Twitter over there?
You can find me on the Twitter handle out there with the OG Mutt Dog at Good Time Culture Podcast. Or if you are on Twitter already, just send me something at OG Mutt Dog.
Nice. And you can contact the show at goodtimespodcast805@gmail.com. It's going to be in the description there on the bottom when you're looking at our description of our podcast. But, wow, man, we had 2 weeks off, and it's been a wild 2 weeks. We've had 13 days of no nonsense nobody got any nonsense from us for 13 days. Man,
the world was saved from our opinions.
Jeez, we need one of those,
goodness.
Boards for like the work. Sites the, you know, 10 days since we've had an injury or whatever.
Dude,
we could have the board.
But for the two people that listened to the show, we were nervous. We were really nervous.
Yeah, right? my hands actually are sweating right now.
Dude, that was the introduction, and we had to start it twice because it just, you know, it wasn't up to par.
Yeah. Okay. We make it look really easy over here, you know. Yeah, right. But This is a weekly, every Wednesday, we record unedited, live to tape, and just kind of talk about current events and culture. And, you know, we, like I said, we have a God, family, and country bent to us. So if that's what you're looking for, you will enjoy this show.
That is us.
Got anything you want to talk about that you did this week? Or
Man, you just go out to nature, man. I was outside walking around the rivers. The waters are flowing gorgeous around here.
California has rivers once again since it rained.
Oh, my goodness. Nice. Dude, that's, you know what? Man, yeah. The rocks and everything. It was just gorgeous, man. It was just gorgeous to be out there without none of the nonsense.
Nice. Yeah, we didn't record last week because I had termite fumigation here. Dude. And I was too lazy.
Hollywood, man. Hollywood.
Set up a studio somewhere else. But
it's kind of nice. I didn't have to step over any of the cockroaches today. So they did a good job.
Yeah. Yeah, but
no spiders, no gnats.
It was good. I didn't really have that much of a fun weekend, but I don't really want to talk about part of it that was fun. I did go to the hotel and go swimming and stuff with the kids. We went swimming three times in like less than
12. To swim?
Three different times, yeah.
Wow.
We were like going nuts there, but that was pretty fun. No one cares about that.
Everybody cares about that. That was all good. A lot of barbecue. Dude, I just ate nothing but hamburgers. Barbecue, yeah. Hamburgers and dogs, dude. It was just nice. Didn't buy an egg at all. Screw them egg people. Screw them all, man. You know what? Yeah. That's the most stupidest thing.
Did you, I came across this thing. I must not have sent it to myself because I don't have it, but they were talking about the tractor feeds store. Did you see that?
Tractor supply store.
Tractor supply.
Dude.
And that they were
purposely screwing up the feed.
The chicken meal, dude, changed last year. It was like a new formula. And now they're basically saying that they're not late. Well, it is wintertime.
And it's like a
they shouldn't lay as many.
But. And one of those stores that serves both markets, like heavy duty, you know, like farms, and yet the home farmer, you know. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get your feed, especially. Imagine how many families that bought chickens to, you know, start, you know, mm-hmm. combating these prices. And then all of a sudden the feed you're feeding your chicks. That's why there's a big growth right now. There has been a big growth online about making your own chicken feed. There's a lot of people making their own chicken feed now, man.
Yeah, where did I see that? Now it's driving me crazy.
Did I send you the news? I've seen it.
Because in that same article with them talking about the chicken feed, they were talking about how there were board members. How did it go? Basically, they were insinuating that the board had been taken over at the tractor supply store and that they're doing ESG stuff and they're actually trying to get rid of protein and not provide, you know, proper nutrition to the farmers for their protein. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what they were kind of insinuating. And it was very similar to the gas companies. We were talking about this a couple months ago where the gas company boards were being infiltrated, you know, by a couple board members that were all about ESG and they would basically push the company, you know, their core, basically their core value and how they've made their money.
Well, these snakes are coming in through your businesses through black water. What is it? Blackstone?
No, BlackRock.
BlackRock.
Vanguard.
All these investment companies where then they don't even have to buy any majority. They just have to buy enough controls where then they start barking and they listen. They don't even have to buy that. They don't have to buy 50% of the stocks. They could just buy a good percentage where they speak.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And that's what they're doing to these companies.
I wouldn't be surprised if those board members come in and they go, I'm kind of hot here. Let me back this off here. They would come in and basically say, hey, you need to mandate this to the board and you will get more funding. You know, so they kind of come with two. It's not just that they're pushing to do something stupid against the values of the company, but they actually probably, you know, sweet talk all the other board members, you know, into, you know, we'll have all these other buyers of our stock if you do this. I don't know. We are a non-ESG podcast over here, just in case anybody didn't know. I'm going to roll here, so let's start the show officially. Tyson James came out with a very appropriate music video called Bodies. It's probably one of my favorites. I probably have listened to this song at least 40 times. But we'll get into it here. This song is new? Yeah, I sent you guys a link, but I bet you didn't hear it.
No.
You're going to like it.
All right.
Here we go. Bodies. You gotta watch this video too, guys. Bodies. This is what they wanted, dropping bodies. Every time I turn the TV on, they dropping bodies. Chicago ain't got nothing on these bodies. They dropping left and right. We try to tell you about these bodies. As he's singing this, they're showing clips of people basically passing out, going down, getting their booster, passing out backwards. It's very impactful, I have to say. Hey, we try to tell you about these bodies, but you didn't want to listen about these bodies. And now you might be dropping like a body. Body, this is what they want to take a look at all. I know they'll try to ban me after this song. Y'all reminded me of Rockin' Man. Call y'all Kim Jong with all the propaganda. Take a story, get your twist on the people. Saying this safe and effective, man, y'all been wrong. What's the body count? Buckle up, gonna be a rocky mount. While people dropping, y'all just talking in the coffee lounge. I see people mocking, tell it's you up on that soggy ground. Man, look who talking, man, you rocking with the Nazis now. First they take the guns, then make you comply with the mandates. You gonna rip it from my dead hands, ain't no band-aid. Ain't dying from your juice, I didn't take it. Ain't in a trans state, you can't have this body. Pure blood, that's my campaign. Bodies, bodies. This is what they wanted, dropping bodies. Every time I turn the TV on, they dropping bodies. Chicago ain't got nothing on these bodies. They dropping left and right, we try to tell you about these bodies. Hey, we try to tell you about these bodies. But you didn't wanna listen about these bodies. And now you might be dropping like a body. Cause this is what they wanted, take a look at all the bodies. 1, 2, 3, 4, bodies dropping on the floor. I say we assemble, take up arms, declare another. Donald Trump is compromised, man, forget the other four. I don't follow men no more, now sit back and watch me roar. All of a sudden, bodies dropping by the dozen. Now you buzzing, let me guess, now you gon' blame it on the Russians. See your cousin drop, she was healthy, she didn't have the muffin top. They got you to take the poke, you only had a sudden cough. Crazy, they dumb me down when they come around, and now you pushing up daisies. Put the guard down for a cart, you let him poke you with the gravy. Now you're watching sports and bodies dropping all over the court. Bodies, bodies. This is what they wanted, dropping bodies. Every time I turn the TV on, they drop. Every time there's a beat right there, they're showing another video of someone hitting the ground.
Dude,
it's pretty wild.
It is, again, it is every day, man. And it's every single age. It is getting interesting, man.
And then the very end of the video is the classic Heather McDonald flop. If anybody doesn't remember that one, here's this one.
I want you to know, double vaxxed, booster, flu shot, never got COVID. Clearly, Jesus loves me the most. Seriously.
Dude.
Watch.
So nice.
There she goes.
I hate seeing this.
There she goes. Bodies.
Wow, he plays it like that?
No, you didn't watch that, dude. No, my dog, the whole video is that.
I know,
it's timed to everyone.
But it's just like, wow.
No, every drop is timed to the beat, and it's like, what the? Real powerful, lots of grace and mercy and
dude,
all that stuff to the people that are dealing with those type of
Do you even have doctors?
Injuries and deaths.
Yeah, have these doctors like Dr. Harriet Haw, I think her name was. She was a big old critic of anti-vaxxers and everything, alternative medicine, and alternative medicine. She died in her sleep, dude.
Who's that?
Her name is Dr. Harriet Haw.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Yep.
That was one of the died suddenlies I got queued up. They're pretty crazy. There's so many.
See, that's why the show's so good. Because Hollywood and I are like, we're on the same,
Let's go over there. We don't always agree. Maybe that's why we got more listeners these days, is we've been disagreeing more.
Oh, yeah. Pat ourselves on the back.
You know what I notice what we do a lot of times?
Pat ourselves on the back.
It
what?
Cracks me up.
What?
On what episode was that?
No, don't say what.
But we basically are arguing, but we're agreeing.
You're arguing.
You know, it's like we're basically saying the same thing as each other, but we're, oh, no, no, that's not how it is. This
dude,
is how it
because
is.
You're, you'll... You have to walk the path I walk, not the one you do, dude. The one you do just takes too long. I'm just messing.
Yeah.
What?
So let's get into it here. There's been a couple articles that have came out just in the last couple days just to kind of set us off on this. We're going to try to keep it fun here, but we got to observe.
Dude, there's too much. There's just way too much on this subject.
We got to show this and observe it. Otherwise, it'll go down the memory hole like everything else here. So,
well, let's not forget this, man. Let's not let them do this. Don't forget how many poor people of our families that we weren't allowed to go see at the hospitals. How many of them died on their ventilating machines? How many of us, like, we weren't even allowed to go see your own wife while she's there getting any surgery? Over bogus crap. Bogus stuff.
Man. My own governor in California here, Gruesome Newsom, said that I was worse than a drunk driver.
Yeah.
Because I'm pure blood.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where we're coming from here. So I know we're supposed to have grace there and be like, just let it go and not worry about it. But it just needs to be brought up and observed. You know, if you want to get pissed about it, that's your thing. I'm not pissed about it. I just want to show people what's going on here.
So what do you think the value? You think we can get our homes, you think we can get our mortgage dismissed or our whole, you know, whatever stuff dismissed with the value of a pint of pure blood? That hasn't been taking the vaccination. What is the value of pure blood right now?
I'm going for the semen part. That's what I'm thinking. I'm going to be a millionaire. So I don't know about the blood. I don't think anybody wants my blood.
Oh, well, you know, I don't know. I can't, you know.
So this is a Gateway Pundit, by the way. We reference them a lot. They are now the third most linked news site in America. It's kind of interesting. That's what Salty Cracker gets most his info from.
When do you think the government's going to go after these guys, man?
Yeah, that's going to happen. They already have. I mean, but I already heard that if it's got a Gateway Pundit link on the end, that as soon as you send it, it gets tracked. Like they're, you know, that one gets flagged.
Interesting.
I don't know if that's true or not.
I'm sure it does.
So the article goes.
I'm sure it does.
300,000 non-COVID excess deaths in the U.S. since 2020. And it kind of breaks it all down. There's a graph here. Basically, 2021 and 2020, specifically 2021. I don't think that all the data was in for 2022 yet. But in 2021, there was actually more excess deaths than there was in 2020, which is really weird. And they're saying here that they're not COVID-related. The excess mortality here. We've kind of been talking about that with the mortuaries and, but that just kind of gives us a little taster into what we're going to be getting into for the rest of the, you know, maybe the next 20 minutes, and then we'll have to move on because it's a little depressing. But this is the newest one here. Everybody remembers Silk and Diamond from the. Trump days.
Yeah.
I guess they were still doing stuff. I kind of tuned out the Trump circle a little
bit. Well, they went out to other because they got demonetized and everything, and they had to find other.
Did?
Oh, yeah. Dude, they got banned from Facebook. They got. That's how I learned about them, because my wife would tune into them via Facebook until, you know, before Facebook started really flagging all this stuff up. And we're talking about. Since like 2016,
that's scary, man.
These ladies were on him.
She was. This is Diamond. So Diamond died. But she was only 4 years
she's only
older
51,
than me.
51, yeah. 52 years old, dude.
Man, brutal.
That's what's. Ooh.
So during the eulogy.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Easy, buddy. During the eulogy, Silk has a little statement here.
As soon as Diamond hung up the phone, she said to me, I can't breathe. It was suddenly, out of nowhere, and no warning. I got her to the kitchen table, opened up the back door so that she can get some air. And each breath was less and less and less until her eyes became a stare.
Oh, man.
My husband and I followed the 911 instructions from the lady. We laid her, like they told us to lay her flat. They said, do CPR. And it was 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, man, this is brutal.
My husband and I alternated and kept going and going and going until the emergency truck came into the yard and the EMS came into the house. They did everything that they could. So what I want to say to everybody is, don't you dare call me a conspiracy theorist, because I saw it happen. I saw how it happened. I was there when it happened, and it happened suddenly. I want America to wake up and pay attention. Something ain't right.
Amen.
It's time to investigate what's really going on here and get some answers to why are people falling dead suddenly.
Wow.
As soon as
I got goosebumps.
Wow. I got two interesting clips. Let's see what this even.
Mr. Speaker, the chief medical officer recently warned that current non-COVID excess deaths is being driven in part by patients not getting statins or blood pressure medicines during the pandemic. But when looking at the data on statins in openprescribing.net, which is based on monthly NHS prescribing, there appears not to be a drop. So where is the evidence? And if there isn't one, what is causing these excess deaths? Will the minister commit to an urgent and thorough investigation on the matter?
Well, we are seeing an increase in excess deaths in this country, but we're also seeing that in Wales, in Scotland, in Northern Ireland and across Europe. And there are a range of factors. There is an increase, as we saw in December, in the number of people being admitted with flu, with COVID and with other healthcare conditions. And this is not something that's just seen in this country, but across Europe as well.
Mm-hmm.
And one more, if I may. Just one more. This is the guy who... Let me just play him.
The fact that scientists developed safe, effective vaccines in record time is an unbelievable achievement.
Barry.
And yet, despite the fact that we've now essentially clinically tested the vaccine on billions of people worldwide.
Nice laugh tell. Yeah.
Around 1 in 5 Americans is still willing to put themselves at risk and put their families at risk.
There you go. You guys want to hear that again? Here, hold on. We'll hear it again.
Least the laugh part.
The fact that scientists developed...
long pause here.
Effective vaccines in record time is an unbelievable achievement.
Didn't Trump do that?
And yet, despite the fact that we've now... essentially clinically tested the vaccine on billions of people worldwide.
Wow. That's a great ISO. Probably should get that laugh ISO right there, because that is insane.
Dude, and this was hard to find. They had to repost it, and every media has taken it off.
Can you send that to me?
Yeah, I'll send it to you. Right. That's just, you know, and...
Dude.
Out of the horse's mouth of this moron...
Basically, you are all guinea pigs.
Dude,
oh my gosh. And they're still trying. Tomorrow, the FDA is supposed to do the kid thing tomorrow. And you know it's just going to get rubber stamped.
Here's another one here. It's a little longer, but here.
Another disturbing finding. There's two papers, one by Alden, first author, Yang D. Marinus, senior author, another one by Karagoglis. I'm also a co-author of that paper, demonstrating the vaccines, because they stay in the body so long, it looks like they do permanently install into the human genome. The government, as they develop these vaccines, they kind of rushed it through the final stages. There was no assurances that these were safe. There was no genotoxicity, no teratogenicity studies. And in autopsy studies, the spike protein produced from the genetic material is found in the heart. Beaumeyer and colleagues have shown that. It's found in the brain, Mora and colleagues. So I can tell you, everyone who's taken the vaccine has this material in their brain, their heart, their adrenal glands, mm-hmm. reproductive organs.
Yeah, man.
You know, you can pray, though. God will help you out there. It's not hopeless, people. don't feel hopeless.
So I got this theory right now, guys. Mm-hmm. You know how we have this push, right? And there's a theory about how, you know, about the success of the vaccine, and now with all these injuries, you know, finally coming out. Prior to this, our current president and the government was taking full credit for what happened. And one of the beefs that we have among so-called, we call ourselves conservatives, I call myself just a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. But if we look at the theory of that Donald Trump said that, no, you know, he did Operation Warp Speed.
Mm-hmm.
But think about, do you think that this is what he's doing, really, with it? You know, because at the end of it, it just seems all politics, right? But here we go.
What's up?
Pick me up.
Let me tell you what I think he's doing. Okay. So do you guys remember when he first said warp speed, vaccine's going to be ready in 9 months?
Of course.
Do you remember what Biden, Kamala Harris, and everybody on the left said?
I wouldn't put that in my body.
Okay. Yes. So let me tell you what he's doing. People think this guy is like a...
Donald Trump,
you know, man. Lightweight, just, you know, emotional, all this other stuff. He is making the left, okay? Imagine if it gets to a point where the left now starts saying we have to investigate the credibility of vaccine, whether it was the right move to do or not, and it was all Trump's fault, okay? I don't know if you understand where I'm going with this. So he may be cornering them to have to come out and say, well, you know, some of the studies shows maybe this is not good for you, and heart attack and all this other stuff.
He's a political animal. He's good.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So
he's a gangster.
This guy is just maybe toying with them to get CNN to respond, to get that clip and say, boom, motive. I'm going to run with that for the next 6 to 12 months and tell you, you just messed up. Okay? Wow. What you said was the best thing I came up with. So either accept the fact that it was done in 9 months because of me,
or
realize that it's not good for everybody. It's on you. So what do you want to do here?
What do you think about that theory?
No, I mean, it's good theory, but I think that takes into account that, you know, people are actually rational, you know, and we'll actually have a rational progression of thought like that, where it's like, well, you're either going to blame me or, you know. So I don't know, but
because it is it follows along the play. This political scam, man. It just seems to follow that. Now, it's a good theory. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. Will I throw it in the fire with the rest of the theories? I'll throw it in there. Possible, maybe. No,
I really think it's just more of the, you know, not to. We probably got some boomers listening to our show, but, you know, the generation a little bit older than me, the boomers kind of out there, they, you know, they grew up on vaccines, some polio vaccines in the schools, and forced vaccinations and all this stuff. So it's not normal to them, but it's been in their lives before, you know. So they're, you know, someone like Trump, you know, he's prime for that. You know, trust in the authority, trust in medical, not ever looking into some of the stuff that the medical industry has done, which is vast. When you just start, kind of, you only got to go like 100 years back, and they were doing electrotherapy, leech therapy. They were doing like this thing where they'd stick something up your nose and like scramble your brain around.
What is that called? There's a name for
fucking
that.
Fucking gnarly shit.
Yeah.
Sorry. Family show, guys.
Hey, chill out.
Sorry, man. Sorry. I just got excited there. I was just thinking about all these like, that's some heinous stuff that they used to do to people in the name of science and medical, basically.
And why would it surprise us when the same people are putting a live baby on a table and they're talking whether this baby's going to stay alive or not? It's the same.
Yeah, I didn't even bring up abortion, did I? The abortion's probably the worst of all.
Dude, but it's the same medieval tactic. It's just like, you imagine there's a baby crying there. Your instinct is to go nurture the baby, but they'll stand on the side to discuss whether they're going to kill this baby or not, right?
Who does?
Well, because that's what it's still...
Like a doctor or something?
That's what supposedly our state is allowing. I think it's certain hours that the baby is after it's born.
Oh, I don't know any of this stuff. So what's... So that how they can leave it... They just leave it?
Yeah.
What?
Yes. I forgot what the type of abortion is called, but yeah, still... Born in, I forgot what it's called.
Gosh.
Dude, there's no limit to these people. They don't care, dude.
Let's clear this up.
That's why if they're willing to do that to the most innocent people of our world, and then at the same time on the other side of the mouth proclaim that that's who they're trying to protect.
Up, soaking my sheets. Got the jab, took my chances. I followed orders, now there's sores on my feet. Just a sheep and his will to comply. So many times,
Owen Benjamin,
it happened so fast.
This cold man,
you sell your reason for virtue.
Ooh, that's a good
one. Don't lose your grip as your heart beats its last. You hold on tight to your chest, screaming why. It's the lie of the Pfizer. It's the
you know what's so funny, bro?
Fight, clumping up in your
the daughters and I went down a Rocky film festival at the house. Starting with Rocky 1, 2, and 3.
Nice.
4.
That'd be a good one.
Even the 5. Where we even saw, they saw 5. I couldn't go any further.
Is that kid-friendly? It's almost kid-friendly.
It's very good.
Yeah, they don't cuss in it, do they?
Dude, yeah, it's part, not like it goes with the story. It's not, except, but the first one, for me, the first one.
It's almost PG, huh?
The first one is sweet.
Except for not the boxing sweet, part.
But to me, it's one of my favorites, not my favorite stories, but it's a great movie.
Nice.
That real nice guy when you see Adrian, real nerdy. You know, it's just such a sweet story, dude. The first one. Anyways, that's funny. Just a coincidence that Owen Benjamin does it to that song. Rocky 3, Eye of the Tiger. I just saw that movie.
It was good.
That's funny. Owen Benjamin, dude. And he wrote it, too. You see in his eyes, he's following his... Yeah.
Yeah. You kind of alluded... Or I think you had an Australian person on there, but this is an article from Zero Hedge. Australia sees heart attacks increase by 17%.
No, that was in Great 2022. Britain, same Commonwealth. Wow.
You can go read the article, but I love the experts blame pandemic. So it was the lockdowns that caused the excess heart attacks, not anything else.
So since we weren't used to all that sunlight... Hence the solar flares. Since we're now exposed to the sun, that's causing the heart attacks. Dude, our wall is starting to look like the CSI walls. You know the TV show? Remember that? We got pictures, then we got strings to... We got heart attacks, and then we have strings to all these different scenarios that... You know, because now, remember, don't exercise, guys. Exercise is bad. We have a health general...
Tight socks are really bad.
Yeah. Okay?
Don't do that.
No exercise.
Probably.
Finally, guys.
Probably, yeah.
All those people telling us to exercise. They've been lying to us all these years.
So some good news out of United Kingdom over there.
Millions more people in England could be prescribed daily cholesterol-lowering statin pills to cut their risk of a heart attack or stroke under new advice for the NHS. The National Institute for Health and Care Excellence says the cheap price of tablets and the possible health gains mean they should be considered more often. In England, high cholesterol leads to around 7% of all...
And who owns those cholesterol medications?
Oh, yeah, Pfizer.
Right? So don't eat good food. Buy more Beyond Burger, processed food. Dude, can this. You don't need to make spaghetti. We sell it frozen already for you. You don't need lasagna. We sell it frozen for you. Burritos? Here they go, man. Shoot.
I had some good news. Here you go.
Something funny.
From United Kingdom. Government to end COVID booster shots for healthy people under 50. So they are no longer going to, and I don't know if they were requiring, but I'm assuming they were for employment. So now it looks like after this program's done, which is done in like February or something, for the
what's
free.
What's going to be the next?
That is true. Maybe they have the bivalent crappy one or whatever.
You already have this geek going over to Australia telling them that the next man-made disease. This guy has basically threatened Australia that another one's coming, guys. And I know it because we made it.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like, I don't know if you've noticed this, but it seems like Europe and Europeans have had a lot more truth come out on the vaccination stuff than it has in America, where a lot of the clips we hear, remember that the lady was like, the Pfizer lady? Yeah, we never tested it on... stopping the spread. You know, a lot of these clips are coming out of Europe, which is interesting. Dude, they don't come out over here.
We haven't seen that all these countries have been going to uproar. We haven't heard that in China, that the reason they took the lockdown, that they find, you know, China of all countries, that they had a million people protest to open their cities. You had Spain, you had France. No one's talking about it, bro. But this ain't the first time. Do you have something? I want to do a rewind here. These pharmaceutical companies have been doing this for a long, 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 long time. Mm-hmm. And I got a little clip here. Do you remember when they said this to us, guys?
Take it away. You're clip happy today.
Some patients may be afraid of taking opioids because they're perceived as too strong or addictive. But that is far from actual fact. Less than 1% of patients taking opioids actually become addicted.
Uh-oh. Doctors across the country should have been humbled when medical.
Is that me or you?
You.
From drugs. Well, I don't know where that's coming from.
Turn me up.
I can't because it's got an ad in the background.
Less than 1% of patients taking opioids actually become addicted.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Anyway, that's the part I wanted to show anyway.
Yeah, fill it in. What were they talking about?
Well, there has more, but I don't know why it's not playing this louder.
Well, just tell me what it's talking about. Let me know.
Well, this is just a continuing about tricking us, but that was just I think it was 60 Minutes.
Mm.
And during that time in 1996, 99, when the opioid epidemic happened in this country, they were defending it, trying to say, no, it wasn't addictive. The same spiel that they were safe for us to take them.
Yep.
And I don't know if you remember that Johnson & Johnson had a big, big fine. And when this administration went into power, they took the fine away from Johnson & Johnson. I don't know if you remember. But they got fined and this administration took away that fine.
Well, I don't think you can get the Johnson & Johnson shot anymore, right?
No, but we're talking about the opioids. When the opioids come out. The problem is that... I remember going through the opioid problem because during all the way to 2000, 2002, 2000, just recently, 2010, 15? Dude, they were handing those things out like popcorn, dude, like Pez dispenser. Here, you have that pain, take this. You don't feel good, take that. You know how many machinists that I know that were addicted to that stuff?
I'm one of them, yeah.
You know how many guys I knew that were addicted to that stuff? Dude, you couldn't go to a freaking dentist's office and have some, what was it called? The one with the V? What was it called? Vicodin?
Mm-hmm.
Without being hit up?
Mm-hmm.
Dude?
Norcos.
Dude.
Yeah, it's nasty stuff.
And they fed us the same thing. These doctors were being paid off. They that's when you knew that medicine was a joke. They weren't curing anything. They weren't fixing anything. They haven't been curing us of anything for a long time, guys. They don't work for us. They work for the pharmaceutical companies, and this is not a surprise.
What's worse, though, fentanyl or Vicodin? I think I'd rather have a Vicodin epidemic than a fentanyl epidemic.
Well, while we went through that Vicodin epidemic, it was just as bad as fentanyl. People were dying, OD'ing. I knew a lot of people that died and OD'd too, bro. Oh. So why did it become an epidemic?
They've developed a specific drug just to bring people back from fentanyl because of fentanyl. You know what I mean?
But then there's pharmaceutical fentanyl that people use when you're getting surgery. There's actual surgical. I mean, I was just hearing Adam Curry talk about it with.
That's probably Joe. What. The hospitals use.
That's actually a good thing. It actually works to numb your area to do surgery for you. So there's medical grade and this crazy grade that's killing you. It's not made, you know, it's made by the cartels. Or whoever's making
it. Yeah, China makes fentanyl.
Yeah. Well, there's medical fentanyl and then that
street drug but it's fentanyl. I'm sure it's all coming from China.
Well, you know, maybe they're using it during surgery.
You know, right it's now. Legally being shipped into the hospitals and being called fentanyl, and then
like I said, it's being
illegal using, ones.
Yeah.
Let me just breeze through these, right. And then we can go on to something else more happy. But I gotta at least cover it, you guys. I gotta keep going, keep pushing here. Longtime Fox News executive dies after suffering heart attack at 47.
Yeah, man.
That's Alan.
That's
hard to say. Kevin Soff.
At 47, goodness, that's scary. Wow.
You know, obviously all these people I'm going to list, you know, may their families be blessed and, you know, their comfort be eased and all that stuff, but it's got to be talked about. Elon Musk had a comment.
Yeah. Wow, I read his Twitter on this, man.
Let's see if I can find the tweet.
Just read the headline. Yeah, that's no. There it is.
So it says, I had major side effects from my second booster shot. Felt like I was dying for several days. Hopefully no permanent damage, but I don't know, he says. My next tweet, my cousin, who is young and in peak health, had a serious case of myocarditis, had to go to the hospital.
And there's no mild. Listen to that. What he had? He had a serious case. Good. A serious case.
Yeah, I don't think
you don't shake that off, guys.
There's not a
myocarditis stays with you forever. You have actual heart. Your heart's been damaged.
Yep.
And that's the one thing. You can't go exercise and go do weights and run or eat well. I mean, you can but to repair your heart.
Yep.
And it's all about these spike proteins and all this stuff. And this is what's scary, dude, because the sad part is that these people are owed something. These people who took their shots are owed something, bro. They're owed money from the medical because how many of them are going to leave their families? Yeah. Like I said, my brother left his daughter behind. A big deal, dude. And
I hate to think it's that evil, Mud Dog, but I immediately, unfortunately, my brain goes, well, they're going to need services and help from Big Daddy, the government.
Well,
you know,
they're giving here in our state, they're giving reparations again back. Supposedly, remember, in California, never had slaves. We weren't even in the union at that time. And why aren't they going to give these people reparations? Because, dude.
Yeah. I just, you know,
or at least have their medical bills paid for the rest of their lives, because this is going to, it's like being veterans, dude. We just heard a president say that we were the guinea pigs.
I know. At this point, we're running into this wall that's been built up now. At a certain point, I don't know if people want to even talk about it that have gotten the shot. You know, I don't blame them. It's a very uncomfortable subject, you know.
There was an article that was put up that they're now getting, it's weird. I don't know if they just did it to have this discussion, But now the argument of the vaccinated is that we, the unvaccinated, didn't speak out loud enough. That we didn't warn them about the vaccination. Are you guys, are you kidding me? For 2 years.
Yeah, that's what happens when you ban all the people that talk opposite.
It's like that old saying, no, it's not my fault, it's their fault. No, man, it's like...
So this is all within the last 2 weeks, guys. So
man, here's another one. Sad too.
A former American Idol contestant dies suddenly at 31 after suffering apparent heart attack. You know, obviously, it's all speculation, you guys. We don't know.
Do you see
it's
that?
It's just bogus observations here, so you make your own judgment on this.
I know it's old news, but do you have that bogus football player going to the game?
Yeah.
Never showed his face?
What is that all about? Did you see it?
Dude, he comes out of the car with his...
What is going on?
You would think that he would take your hat off to wave to people. But no, he had his whole hat on, and he walks in, and then they show him in the room, and they have the camera behind him, and he's just staring at the window with his hands in the pocket with a hoodie on, and just Bobby is watching the game. And then you see his front of his face, but it's all the way from, like, as far as the camera can. And you're talking about, this is the NFL.
Yeah.
They can take a close-up of the butt of a fly if they wanted to. And it was such a mysterious picture, and it was so odd, dude. So odd. They did not want to show this man's face. And the only photo they showed from his bed is he has his mouth covered. He's got a hat on. And a lot of people are thinking, but some of the comments I read were people saying that they think this person's already dead. It's like the Queen, that Sherry was already dead a while back, and they just had to set some things in order, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, it's very bizarre. I mean, why you wouldn't just say, yeah, I'll do like a, you know, 1 minute interview or something, you know, just to, you know, because the people would go nuts. They were talking about the security guards and how when they were escorting him, they talked about it. And I remember seeing the video, and it did look weird that they were shielding him from any visual recording situations. Like they were blocking pictures, you know, the way that they were walking. And the guy even, they were never looking, they were bodyguards, right? They were never looking out.
Yeah.
They were always looking towards the guy. And so that just almost seems like that was more of like a shielding. Like, I don't know what they were trying to do, but it, you know, it's all, it just is really weird.
You ever read the old book of the last book of
very bizarre,
the last book of the last chapter of Exodus when Moses dies and God hides the body? Cause they say, cause the devil was looking for it to like take the body, and then they're afraid that it would possess the dead body and bring it back and say, look, you know, that's what they're saying. That's what the scripture says. So I wonder, you know, because this is demonic. And you imagine this body is dead and some demonic spirit takes over and starts, dude, because that's a lot of people. It's like the president, when you hear him talk, you know, sometimes he's alive and sometimes he's dead. And you're like, who's inside this person? Who's actually inside this person? Because it's odd, man.
Someone was even talking about how, like, if you had, I think they were like paramedics, or at least they alleged that they were paramedics. This is all comment sections I'm reading from, guys. But they basically were talking about when you're doing that chest compression that you'll break ribs.
Oh, yeah.
In multiple ribs.
Have you ever done a class, a CPR class? You will break the ribs. Well, you will.
They all said if you're doing CPR for 9 minutes and you not breaking ribs, you're not doing it right.
Yep.
They all said that. And it was like, what the?
Well, because the old saying goes, your ribs can be healed, your heart can't.
Yeah.
So that's the whole
point.
So
he's walking around with broken ribs?
I guess so.
I guess he probably could. If he had like a, he was walking funny. Like it looked like he was walking with a
the brace whole thing on was odd. Something. The way he went, it's like when you see those videos when the guys are going to go rip off the 7-Eleven and they got that big old, remember the old starter jackets back from the days with the big hoodies, those type of jackets on. Mm-hmm. That's what he had on, and covering his, I mean, obviously long enough over the, it was just.
Salty very, Cracker did a good video on it. I don't know if you watched it.
Beyond odd, guys. Beyond odd.
That's awesome. It's just The bizarreness of it all is what it is.
But it was done on purpose, bro. It was done on purpose. It was just, it didn't bring any clarity. But it was like, screw you guys. It's going to be a talking point that they're just going to say that he was there. They're going to speak it to truth. Remember, that's what these people believe. He was there. Just because you didn't see him the way you wanted him.
And, I don't know. No Agenda was talking about it. Shout out, No Agenda. If you guys came over here from our shout out to No Agenda, that would be awesome, but I don't think that probably happened. But they were talking about bringing, you know, what they were doing 2 years ago to get people to take this this substance into their veins. And I got a couple of these that I'll find funny. We might have to describe.
Doing it, guys. They're still doing it. Yep,
they are starting it up again. They're still doing it. We might have to describe this video for people too, because I don't know how fast it goes. So May 2021.
If you say free fries when you get vaccinated, I got vaccinated. You're saying I could get this, the delicious fries.
Oh man!
But there's also a burger element to this.
It's so painful.
But I have.
Let me check with Bill Neidhart. Is it too early in the day to eat a burger? No. This could be breakfast. I want you.
So they did that. And then, how many things did they do? I mean, it's just endless.
Come for the vaccine, stay for a little something extra. A Vienna brothel is providing COVID-19 vaccinations and giving those who take up the offer a 30-minute session with a, quote, lady of their choice if they get the vaccine at the on-site clinic.
I would have gotten vaccinated anyway, but the 2G rule has certainly accelerated things a little. I think this is perfectly okay because we can achieve a better immunization rate this way.
Oh, my.
Oh, my gosh. Yep.
Hey,
lotto tickets, donuts.
So you get a one night at the massage parlor for taking the shot, but it's okay, dude. I have an EBT card, dude. I don't need a French fries. I have an EBT card. I have a food stamp card. I don't need free French fries.
And we kind of screwed up on the last episode we were on a couple weeks ago. That was the start, I think, of the trucker convoy.
What?
Because it was the Canadian trucker convoy last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I think it started in January.
Got tired, bro. It was locked down. They couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
Again, don't forget that Canada was arresting more people than even China.
I just wanted to give a shout out to all the studs that were doing that. You know, for the freedom of the world, really, at a certain point, you know, all the families that were helping them, there's like people out there cheering on like every overpass doing this.
And the scary part is this, guys. Our government right now is gathering together forces. We are bringing people to our country to train Ukraine soldiers, supposedly. We're selling all their surplus and everything out there because we're fighting against the evil, evil dictators of Russia. You know, because there's no freedom in Russia. There's nothing out there, man. But you got something you want to play? Guy, this here. Let me play another one here today.
In Russia last year, 400 people were arrested for things that they said on social media. 400 people in Russia. Obviously, this country is very different. How many people do you think were arrested in Britain for things they said on social media last year?
Go on.
Take a guess.
I have no idea.
3,300.
Really? Arrested for what they'd said on social media? Yeah. Really? What sort of things get you arrested?
Well, one example I give in my show is there was a young woman from Liverpool called Chelsea Russell. Her friend was killed in a car crash, a 19-year-old woman. And she posted the lyrics of his favorite song on her Instagram. The lyrics. And it was a rap song, so the lyrics contained several instances of the N-word. Okay? She was arrested.
Oh, my gosh.
Found guilty, given 500 hours of community service and a fine.
Oh, my God.
Tagged, and for a year, she was under 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. curfew.
My goodness.
In Britain.
In Britain.
In 2018.
2018.
Yeah. Europe doesn't mess around with that hate speech stuff. They're ridiculous.
But it's so stupid that you're quoting a rap song that the song has it. And it's a dedication to your buddy that died that loved that song. They're not doing it to be malicious. And they're playing that song for a friend. I mean, and then there's no leeway. There's no mercy to them on their side. They're that blinded with their justification that that's it. It's rampant around this whole thing of that, yeah, that we won't. Dude.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of this, that Russian arms dealer guy. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull up the clip in the right spot, but, you know, he's talking about being in a U.S. prison.
Yeah, we played that.
Yeah, did we play it on the show?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, we did. But it was just interesting to hear, you know, how, you know, I don't know how this, and maybe it's propaganda. I'll admit that could be propaganda, but the MAGA side of America is a lot more aligned with Russians than they are with, like, the Democrats. You know, that I would trust a Russian person's perspective and what they want in their culture. I would trust that more than I would trust what a Democrat wants to push in their culture at this point. And how scary is that?
I think
not the Russians are scary.
The common people, like the farmers, the workers,
my own people,
all of us, all we want to do is raise a family, have some children, see some grandkids. The majority of us, I think that's what we want, you know? If we've learned anything in history, that the wars aren't us, guys. They're not our decisions. Most people, all they want to do is go to work.
Yeah.
But let me play another clip of it, if I may, just to show who's making these plans and why we go to war. And it ain't because of us.
We are probably one of the last generations of Homo sapiens, because in the coming generations, we will learn how to engineer bodies and brains and minds. Now, how exactly will the future masters of the planet look like? This will be decided by the people who own the data. Now, why is data so important? It's important because we've reached the point when we can hack not just computers, we can hack human beings and other organisms.
Listen to this, guys.
Now, what do you need in order to hack a human being? You need two things. You need a lot of computing power, and you need a lot of data, especially biometric data. But control of data might enable human elites to do something even more radical than just build digital dictatorships. By hacking organisms, elites may gain the power to re-engineer the future of life itself. Because once you can hack something, you can usually also engineer it. All of life, for 4 billion years, dinosaurs, amoebas, tomatoes, humans, all of life was subject to the laws of natural selection and to the laws of organic biochemistry. But this is now about to change. Science is replacing evolution by natural selection with evolution by intelligent design. Not the intelligent design of some god above the clouds, but our intelligent design and the intelligent design of our clouds, the IBM cloud, the Microsoft cloud, these are the new driving forces of evolution. And at the same time, science may enable life, after being confined for 4 billion years to the limited realm of organic compounds, science may enable life to break out.
We are your gods. We're taking God out of the one thing that we've said that these people have been doing since 2007, when the Democratic Party gathered in Los Angeles and voted to get God out of their speech. This is the whole point of it, my friend. And look at what they want to do. They want to be gods. These are all these elites. Like you said, the common people, all we want to do is just raise a family or do what we want to do. But these people always want to implement their ideas, their plans. You know what I mean? And that's what you hear that, man. And there's these people out there right now gathering in Switzerland, someplace that you and I will never see maybe, to speak about that. And on top of that, we all hear all the news that who else started joining all those people? Who else started flying in with those elites to Davos?
With the unvaccinated pilots.
The prostitutes?
Yes.
They said they had all these prostitutes up there?
Up 300%, yes.
Dude. So we know what they're getting. This is
pallets of adrenochrome going in there. Pallets of it.
Dude, I hear Pfizer basically in the goodie bags are those little blue pills. Because, dude, you know, with all those prostitutes there, you got to. Or maybe they got better stuff up there. Who knows? Who knows? The blue pill they laugh at.
But I think they got to be doing some serious drugs up in there to be psycho and be that, like, full of themselves.
Can you imagine if those prostitutes would come out and actually start talking about what they've done up there?
But, yeah, they have to be doing a lot of drugs up there. You know what I mean? Because, like, you listen to them spout off about what they're talking about, and you're just like, what? You know, like you said, who asked for this, for one? No one asked for this.
The largest drug dealers in the world, legal drug dealers, are sponsoring this event in Davos.
Oh, yeah. Is it Pfizer sponsored?
So all of them. So nice. Do you don't think that they have those drugs that they like? Dude, they don't like marijuana, the natural. They like, you know, like pills, man, you know, because they can control their high.
She will grab or counts his coins in the night, and he's watching us all with delight of the Pfizer.
There you go. Sponsored by Pfizer.
That's so good.
Oh, man. That, the whole, and so, like, when, it's so frustrating sometimes, because how long have we been pointing out the Davos crowd and all this stuff going on every year? They do it every, what's the other one? There's another one they do.
The G20, Bilderberg. The G24.
Yeah, the Bilderberg. The Bilderberg. There's so many of these that, are we ever going to get to
the Bohemian Rat, the Bohemian Grove,
that,
whatever?
That one at least is like a private, you know, it's not, well, I guess it's still a bunch of corporate executives and,
well,
politicians.
So do you remember who was the first guy, at least that I remember, going to these secret meetings? Remember Jesse Ventura? Remember he used to be one, before he started flipping, he was a truth teller. He was on Truth TV and all that.
Oh, yeah.
And he was one of the guys going, he's one of the first guys that started talking,
yeah,
at least that I knew about, that started talking about these secret meetings that these people would get. I remember he had a video where they would start chasing him. You know, way
I remember before. All those.
Yeah.
They were, I always actually was kind of, I don't know.
Remember he changed quite a bit.
After, yeah, like, no,
they went after his family. They went after his, he got spoken to, dude.
He's got Trump derangement syndrome pretty bad.
Well, he's out of the country. That's how scared he was during that time. Because it was during that time that he took off. And he was big during that time. Remember, dude? Everybody liked him. Everybody kind of looked at him like he was the Joe Rogan of his time. Everybody believed everything he said. That's Jesse Ventura is what I'm talking about.
Okay, so I think we milked the COVID cow here, right? We're done?
And the conspiracy.
Okay, let's go. Let's get out of here. We've got to sneak back into the bushes here.
Dude, we got to put a shower like in the studio, man. Wash this nasty stuff off us.
Okay. So, yeah, there was a cool interview here. I don't know if you saw this with Richard Dreyfuss.
No.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to cue it up right, because it's off of another YouTuber.
All right. Play.
I'll,
I haven't heard this guy in a long time. What has he got to say?
How do you say that? Josiah Rises, J-O-S-I-A-H, yeah. Rises. Yep. So if you guys want to check out the full video of this guy. But I think it was, now I'm getting confused, maybe it wasn't Dreyfus, but they were basically talking about civics and what civics are.
Oh.
And it was a pretty interesting conversation that he was having, and I went and actually kind of researched civics a little bit. And it's pretty fascinating because it is a lot of the stuff that we're missing in our society. People basically getting involved. No one, including myself, no one gets involved anymore. This is probably the most involved I'm getting right now, hitting this record button. But, you know, you and I both should be at the city hall every month. Well, you know, or we should be down at the, school, district every month when they have their meeting and just, be watching.
What I'm hoping the backlash is going to be is that there's going to be people a lot smarter than us that are tired of it, and that because they are saying this, that across our country that a lot of the school boards are being changed, and a lot of actually concerned parents are starting to take the school board seats again.
Yep.
And that has to continue.
I think it will, guys,
because it has to wake us up.
I often get disappointed in myself because it's like that. I would love to do that. I've thought about doing it. I've tried to even do it, but I never have completed that all the way to the point of like being a delegate or something, for the Republican, side or something. Or even if you're just independent observer or whatever for the, the voting day, election day, all that kind of stuff, you just got to do it. But let's see if I can get Richard Dreyfus here.
The things that he has had to deal with.
I gave up something I loved and had loved since I was 9 years old.
Talking about acting.
Only for something else I loved as much, which was saving my country. And I firmly believe that if we don't revive the study of civics, we will be dead before 2050.
Which, honestly, it's not a far-fetched, prediction that he's making here. 2050 is a time that's going to come very fast, and there's going to be so many more generations, so many other people that are going to be going through, circulating through the government school systems. The
indoctrination. So what does he mean by civics?
Maybe he explains it.
Coinciding with, and see what Richard Dreyfus has to say here.
We'll have the same name.
Long before.
And it'll be a nightmare.
Same name, still, United States of America, but it will be unrecognizable.
So, I had led a blessed life, and I gave it up for a blessed life. It infuriates me that people don't understand what this place means.
And that is very, very true.
There's a lot of cut-ins by this guy, but I do have a little description here. Civics is basically
right there.
Being like a good citizen,
It says right, Broadly speaking, civics teaches students about their rights and responsibilities as citizens of their country. Civic is a social science that encompasses government studies, economic structures, human rights, social categories. Was that societal roles?
Yep, societal. Yeah.
And laws. The goal of the civic education is to help students understand their roles in society.
Yeah, that's going to be for. So it's a lot of things. What the governments are supposed to be doing. You know what I mean? Like what their purpose is. And, you look at that, just that one in particular, and you see how lost we become in our government where they're, they're out saving smelt fish and then they're, crushing humans everywhere else.
I just reminded my daughter about something, and it's something that we don't hear anymore. Remember the golden rule?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to that?
Do unto others.
As you would like to be done unto you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, That's a pretty good. What happened? It used to be quoted all the time. It was almost like what do you call it? A country model. You know, what happened? That was that's civics.
Yeah, this is all
in a few words.
This is all good stuff. So this is just a breakdown. 5 tips to be a good citizen.
That's right. Remember, there was civics class, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was.
There was civics class. Yeah. It was like a class in high school.
Yeah. And it was like a...
Remember there was economics?
All rounding. There was a bunch of things you were learning about. I remember that.
Economics would teach you how to write on a check, how to write on the letter, how to... Yeah.
Be active and aware is one, which I think is... You know, just like I said, we're aware.
But see, that's
but how active am I, you know, in the community?
Read number 2.
Uphold godly virtues. Yes.
People hold values of kindness, honesty, accountability, support their community by providing safe and reliable environments for continual growth. Yeah, man. What is that? Man.
Yep. Support your community is another one.
That's when I had, man.
Do your role. So that's just basically, leading by example, basically there. And then the last one I thought, which was a good one, it says appropriately honor your government.
Of course.
Which that word is very important in the beginning. You can't just honor your government. You know, there's a big difference. And this is a... I'll read this here. It's great. When the Pharisees questioned, we all know this story, questioned Jesus on giving money to Caesar, Jesus told them to render, therefore, unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's,
that and was the tax.
Unto God
the, tax.
The things that are God's. Yep. That's We're Matthew.
Talking the tax, yep.
While this verse is specific to whether Christians should pay taxes or tribute to their governments, it does establish that so long as it does not go against any other commandments or Christian principles, we should follow and obey our governments. And that's really important right there. We can, blah, 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 blah. But I thought that differentiation there was really important if our government is not, it's not representing Christian values, are we not required to rebel against that, or are we supposed to follow that?
We uphold it, man.
Yeah, that's
we uphold it at no matter what are these political people, because if we really talk about God values, they're the same yesterday and they'll be the same tomorrow, and these governments change like the wind. And so if we stay true to those values, we'll outlive these moronic and evil times.
True.
If we stay in strong and hold on to it, because they'll stay here longer. We've lived through so many philosophies. Now you have this. We don't even hear it now. Now they're talking about that evolution theory is dead. And how long has that been thrown in our face? Forever. And that was the big debate for years. And now that's out, considering that this is the more important debate now. And, yeah, dude, it's never good because...
What do you mean out? The scientists don't agree or something on evolution? Or?
Well, didn't you hear that guy said that now that the evolution science was all done by chance? So now they're going to take out chance out of the way, and they're going to control the evolution. That was the last clip I played. So that's their plan.
Oh, you're talking the Davos crowd.
Yeah, their plan, bro. That's their whole plan. That they want to take God out of our whole conversation.
They are right. So ridiculous.
That's what the First Amendment. Think. The First Amendment in this country was first us to assemble, to assemble that we have the right to assemble in a peaceful form. What was peaceful at church? That's what it was for. Because remember, our forefathers left the European continent because of persecution of the Catholic Church that was doing to the Protestants.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
I heard Christopher Columbus change his name, and he was a Jewish guy before that. Did you ever hear that?
There's a lot of stories about that.
I was like, what?
Because during that time in Spain, the Jews were being
murdered. We were talking. We did a show on that.
They were being persecuted in Spain because they wanted them to convert to Catholicism. And so they need the jam.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of the stories is that the whole point that he wanted this money and all this stuff was to get his people out of there. That's the story. One of the many stories.
Yeah, that's that was that podcast. I was going to try to put that up so people could listen to it, but I never
I don't know why anybody recorded. Would want to listen to it when the Good Time Culture podcast was,
You didn't have a show last week.
I'm telling you, dude, even I told you there's guys on already taking out the name OG, trying to claim it as their own. I know about you, Lebowski.
Man, it's getting rough out there, guys. Sounds like learning the code might not have been the best best idea. So it's like one after another.
What happened here?
We haven't really talked about the crypto sector, but man, they've been laying off half their workforce since the fall of last year. And
Amazon's laying off. Was saying all that free money to keep them going, how the government was rewarding them for keeping your employees working during the pandemic, you know?
Microsoft's laying off. Everybody in the internet tech sector is severely laying people off. It's kind of interesting, though, because I don't know if you've read any of these articles, but they're all getting giant severance packages.
Where
if I were to get the package they got, I wouldn't have to work for, I think it's a year and a half, and still get paid for a year and a half.
Without even touching their unemployment.
That's crazy.
Yep.
So they're treating them well, at least it sounds like, but
when they kind of come back to look for work, what are they going to find? The next pandemic, so the next Uber Eats or another DoorDash or Post-it, whatever. And we're not sponsored by any of them, okay?
No, but it's pretty stupid that for 10 years now, they've been telling people to, you know, learn to code and get into tech and all that stuff. And then, you know, we've already had the dot-com bubble once.
The real techs. Who knows who they're firing, man? You know, a buddy's friend, a cousin. We don't know who they're firing, man. Again, they were incentivated, did I say it right? By our government to keep these people on or hire more. You know what I mean? I don't think that these food delivery places need as many people right now as they did before. I just can't believe that people are still going to use them as much.
But dude, it's crazy, man. Like 12,000 Google.
Yep.
10,000 Microsoft. It was 22,000, I think, from Amazon whenever that happened a couple weeks ago.
Well, this ain't the first time.
Man, there's a lot of people.
Yeah, and Amazon grew quite a bit, and there was always questions about that, man, because the way they were growing and they were booming, there's got to be a plateau season. And all these techs, like Amazon, just hit that plateau.
We have kind of a weird.
It ain't fun to shop from the house, dude. It's better to go out there and walk around and check out each other and eat. Yeah, it's this. Yep, great video.
We have a weird transition going right now with our economy, where you can see it. There could be a stagflation type of situation where we have high inflation, but yet nobody's working or buying stuff. And that's kind of what it looks like. You can look at the used car market and the I'm always tuning into bikes, you know, mountain bikes and stuff.
Yeah, how's that market going?
Dude, there's literally every new brand, every new bike from every brand is slashed 70%, 40%. They can't sell bikes.
Remember during the pandemic, bro, how that market was like.
Yeah, it was scarce. Nothing.
Bunch of SOBs out there overcharging for some cheap ass bikes.
Yeah.
You would go on Craigslist.
You couldn't
and stuff
buy
like
a bike
that.
Though. Like
the bidding was like you thought you were bidding for a Ferrari.
Yeah.
And not only that, You would go to REI. This is what pissed me off about REI. During the way they conducted themselves during the pandemic. Oh, dude, you're opening up a sore with that thing. They acted like they were freaking giving out free ice cakes or something. I don't know, dude. Oysters. Dude, because the way they conducted themselves and to buy a bike and the markup, the used bikes, and when you would try to look from there, and we had no choice. It became like this fad. Everybody was mountain biking. And I knew that that market was going to dump the way they were going to dump.
Well, it's
now
not,
I was like, yeah, I won't give you that much for your stupid but bike.
It's not just the bikes, though, because the used cars did the same thing, and they're doing the same thing
well,
now.
That's
everything's
another market,
crashing.
Bro. They, from what I hear about the car market, the bidding with those, like those car companies that would deliver their cars to you and all that, they were paying top dollar for this car, dude, thinking that it was going to continue to go up and up. It reminded me of the 2008-2007 housing market. That they were all betting that in 4 months, because back then the houses were going another 50,000 every freaking 4 or 5 months, and they thought the cars were going to do the same thing. Now, everybody's... This is what I was telling you, dude. The ripple effect of all this Ponzi scheme of not the legit... what do you call it? Electronic currencies. But all the fly-by-night currencies, just like always, like the dot-com companies, like these mortgage lending companies, it becomes this great area and you get, see all these fishes that come and feed. And then as soon as the food's gone, they're fucking all gone. Or they're out of business or whatever. And sometimes the one, like Bitcoin, sticks around, dude.
Have you done some research on Bitcoin?
What did I tell you?
I need to do a class or something for you.
No.
I'll do it on the show.
Man, I'm going to tell you something. The Hollywood's been trying to school me up. I'm schooling Hollywood. Hollywood's willing to give up on Bitcoin. He was preaching Bitcoin, and I had to revive him on his faith on Bitcoin. Okay, the chicken man here, revived him in his faith. All right, go for it.
Fact check, false.
Oh, come on.
That's false. Who owns Bitcoin again?
I got some. You gave me some.
What's the correct answer?
You gave me some.
What's the correct answer?
What's those coins you gave me?
No.
I got some.
Who owns Bitcoin?
I do. $2 worth each
coin.
My dog,
come on.
Oh, and it went up, right? If they're $2, they're like $4 now.
He's squirming now. Who owns Bitcoin now?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to sell it. Eh? Yeah, no. I don't know. I might give up on this.
I'm trying to get information out of you. Do you know who owns?
You know I'm going to fold.
Do you know?
What
company owns Bitcoin?
People have listened to the catalog. They know what's up. The nation know what's up.
Nobody owns Bitcoin. So,
don't you have some?
No, I have it, but nobody.
I thought you don't own. No one has Bitcoin.
Nobody,
but you have it. How do you have it? And no one owns Bitcoin.
Nobody operates Bitcoin as like the CEO or whatever.
Oh,
there's
BS.
No corporation or owner of
it's
Bitcoin.
All good. It's autonomous. Today I found out that I can buy meat. With Bitcoin, Ad made it legit all of a sudden. I'm like, huh.
Yeah, so I forgot to mention that in that Davos crap, but they're like, they want us to eat bugs.
Do you hear about Great Britain, dude?
How do we not just immediately slap these people all the way to the ocean and make them like, I don't know, go away
somewhere? Supposedly, but we're hearing out here in the outside world that Great Britain had just allowed it, and it's in all their foods now.
But they're promoting it heavy. The last 2 weeks in Davos, this is going to save the world. Like, oh my gosh, we're going to save the world by.
Do you see what the restaurants are serving out there? Are the nice meat?
Making people eat vegan and bugs. That's their solution.
Yep. They're going to make meat like lobster, like caviar pretty soon.
Does that make anybody else upset? Or maybe I'm just overreacting to this.
Of course it does.
It's like, how dare you?
Like I said before, I ain't going to go hungry. I know how to dress a cow and a pig. It ain't going to be my cow or my pig, but I know how to dress a cow and a pig. You know what I mean? I'm going to eat, God willing.
So the Davos crowd's pretty much trying to save the environment.
Dude.
So that cue.
This is a great, everyone's heard this, but it's worth playing.
It's been 2 weeks. We haven't been back
yet. I've heard it. It's just worth playing.
Now, I want to talk to those of you who are woke. And who are open to rational argument.
Constantine.
A small
Kissin?
Minority, I accept. Because one of the tenets of wokeness is, of course, that your feelings matter more than the truth.
But I believe in you. I believe there are those of you here who are woke, who are open to rational arguments, so let me make one. We are told that your generation cares more than any other about one issue in particular, and that issue is climate change. We're told that many of you suffer from climate anxiety. You wish to save the planet. And for tonight, and tonight only, I will join you. I will join you in worshipping at the feet of St. Greta of climate change.
How dare you?
Let us all accept right here, right now, that we are living through a climate emergency and our stocks of polar bears are running extremely low. I join you in this view. I truly do. Now, what are we to do about this huge problem facing humanity? What can we in Britain do? We can only do one thing. You know why? This country is responsible for 2% of global carbon emissions, which means that if Britain was to sink into the sea 2%. Right now, it would make absolutely no difference to the issue of climate change. You know why? Because the future of the climate is going to be decided in Asia and in Latin America by poor people who couldn't give a shit about saving the planet. No, thank you. No, thank you. It's going to be decided by poor people in Asia and Latin America who don't care about saving the planet. You know why? Because they're poor. Because they're poor. I come from Russia, which is not a poor country. It's a middle-income country. 20% of households in Russia do not have an indoor toilet. What they have is an outdoor toilet. And I don't mean one of those nice port-a-loos that we get here. I don't even mean a Glastonbury port-a-loo. I mean a wooden shack with a hole in the ground that holds a collected fermented memory of the last 10,000 visits. How many of you are going to go home tonight and say, let's rip out our bathroom and erect a Siberian shithouse in the back garden? And if you're not, why should they? 120 million people in China do not have enough food. I don't mean that they don't get dessert. I mean they suffer from malnutrition. Dang, that means that their immune system is breaking down because they don't have enough food. Oh. You're not going to get them to stay poor. Imagine you're Xi Jinping, the leader of China. When you were 10 years old, there was a revolution, a cultural revolution in your country, and people came and they put your father in prison.
It's a long clip, huh?
That your mother so had good. To denounce him.
Well worth playing.
Your sister killed herself. And you, no longer enjoying the protection of your formerly powerful father, were sent to a village where you lived in a cave house. And here you are, decades later. You have clawed your way up the bloody and greasy pole of Chinese politics to be the undisputed supreme leader of the very Communist Party that destroyed your family. And you know that the main thing you have to do to survive and to stay in power is to deliver the one thing that the people of China want, prosperity, economic growth. Where do you think climate change ranks on Xi Jinping's list of priorities? A third of all children who live in extreme poverty in the world live in India.
Dang.
That means they are starving and dying of preventable disease. Now, about 15 months ago, my wife got pregnant. Not me, because we're old school.
I heard India is going to be like, they're going to have the most popular, they're going to overtake China for population at a certain point. It's kind of interesting, like pretty quick too, you know. And China's,
well, they're both always been the 1 billion people. Huh. They've always been fighting each other for the most, you know, the biggest population. But go for it. You can continue?
We can, or we can keep going on.
I don't know if this guy is beating everyone down with so many great points.
Well,
but I would ask to what
you have to
would
address
you argue?
That.
What would you argue with what he's saying?
Exactly.
At this
you
point?
Have to address that. Like, when, how do you address that?
When many of us are maybe recipients of these poor people who clawed themselves out and got themselves out of there, and you remember. And you walk back to their places where they came from, and you also are determined that you don't want to go back there, and you want to continue. What?
Yeah.
What right do you have? This came that what he had to say here has so much to say. Like, what right does a Thunberg lady have to say that I don't have the same right as she does? Why is she allowed to drive around in a Tesla, fly all over, be having fake arrests? Why is she allowed to do that? Why not me? Why not my kids? Why not all the other poor Africans who are mining those cobalt mines? Why aren't they given the same privilege? Why isn't she thrown in those pits? Why is that? None of these people ever want to change places with that. Yeah. You don't see Greta going down to those mines and I'll change places with you. All these people talk a bunch of crap, but none of them will change places with any of them, exactly what he says. How many of us are going to go outside? Because I went to poop in one of those outhouses at my grandma's houses.
Yeah, I grew up in those.
So, I mean,
I was in them all day.
And there was a pride about, not a pride, but I said, but there, it gave you, that's what gives you the motivation to get your ass out of those kind of things. Our yeah. problem in our country is that we have nice shitters and we don't worry about nothing. And so, they're always been there.
Nice shitters is the show title.
I just like this. This thing was, at the end of it is the home run.
Like how far the last
just,
minute?
Just go the last...
There we go.
Yeah.
Not going to get these people to stay poor.
There you go.
You're not even going to get them to not want to be richer. And so, I put it to you, ladies and gentlemen, there is only one thing we can do in this country to stop climate change. And that is to make scientific and technological breakthroughs that will create the clean energy that is not only clean, but also cheap. And the, no, thank you. And the only, I want everyone to get home on time today, which is not going to happen. And the only thing that wokeness has to offer in exchange is to brainwash bright young minds like you to believe that you are victims, to believe that you have no agency, to believe that what you must do to improve the world is to complain, is to protest, is to throw soup on paintings. And we on this side of the house are not on this side of the house because we do not wish to improve the world. We sit on this side of the house because we know that the way to improve the world is to work, is to create, it is to build. And the problem with woke culture is that it's trained too many young minds like yours to forget about that. Thank you very much.
That's what I wanted to say. That's what I wanted to say, guys, is that work, meaning praying first, putting God first, okay?
Seek the kingdom of God.
As the Bible says in Malachi, you seek the kingdom first and everything else will come it will come along.
There's Matthew 6:33. That's my favorite, is seek the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. That's the other part. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, Malachi says.
And all will be provided unto thee or something like that.
Yeah.
I love that one.
Well.
That was one of the first ones I memorized.
Nation, you know the song.
Hopefully I got it right.
You hear that music playing? It's time to say goodbye. And let's just say that this was a wonderful, wonderful reunion again, guys.
Back in the saddle.
Man, that week felt like it was 2 years. Okay? This is our therapy. This is something we enjoy, man. Honestly. I hope you hear it. I hope it, you can hear it through your headphones or wherever you listen to the show. But again, don't forget, the secret of the show is one thing. We're seeing the enemy run. You're seeing them looking for places to hide, and they're going to wish for borders to, for boulders to fall upon them because they're going to be afraid of the wrath of God. Okay? And that is that we pray for each other. That's how we show love. For each other's pray. So for myself, I am OG Mutt Dog of the Good Time Culture Podcast. And please, guys, don't forget to pray for me and my buddy Hollywood here. And for our families. And we will pray for you guys. So once again, thank you for listening to the show. And if God willing, we'll see each other next week.
All right. You made it to the end, guys. There is no prize at the end. But hopefully you had a good time. If you did, definitely tell someone about it or leave a comment. We would love to hear from you. United Kingdom and England, shout out. You guys are kicking butt on the downloads. That's pretty awesome. Even if you don't listen, just download.
Dude, our buddies in Germany, man, say Start telling more people about the show, guys. Help us out.
Yeah.
Canadian brothers, stay united.
And I don't know how this works, you guys, but in the United States, in Washington, D.C. is like our second largest download spot. It's really weird. So I don't know if that's like agents or something listening to us, but shout out to you guys.
Wait,
if you're listening in still.
But didn't we give the company announcement the other time about the picnic on January 6th?
We did. That was FBI or something, right?
FBI, yeah.
I never showed up to that. Did you?
I don't say nothing, dude. Why am I? Dude.
I just ghosted him.
Why are you blowing Mike? Don't you? Did you miss that, dude?
I just ghosted him, yeah. So, yeah, show up, everybody. But, yeah, we'll be back next week exposing evil and praising God. We hope you guys have a great week, too. So,
talk to you, Lord. Since the last time we talked, the walk has been hard. Now I know you haven't left me, but I feel like I'm alone. I'm a big boy now, but I'm still not grown, and I'm still going through it. Pain and the hurt, soaking up trouble like rain in the dirt. And I know only I can stop the rain with just a mention of my Savior's name. In the name of Jesus, devil, I rebuke you for what I go through and trying to make me do what I used to. But all that stops right here. As long as the Lord's in my life, I will have no fear. I will know no pain from the light to the dark. I will show no shame, spit it right from the heart.